Islamic parables timeless and bright, bringing the soul to the path of light. Islamic parables, Islamic parables.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. Fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Islamic Parables. Inshallah Azzawajal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the parable that is mentioned in the glorious Quran, and it is regarding Pharaoh's dream. Dear brothers, it's mentioned that Pharaoh once dreamt that a fire appeared from Baitul Maqdis, which surrounded the whole Egypt and burnt all the crops to ashes. But Israelites, they remained unharmed by the fire. Crops were a group of people, and Israelites are also a group of people that are mentioned in the glorious Quran. Pharaoh was deeply upset to have seen such a bizarre dream. He then asked the astrologers to interpret the dream, to which they predicted that a boy will be born in Bani Israel who will cause the fall of your kingdom. Upon listening to this, he gave the order to kill every newborn Israelite infant boy. Thus, following the order of Pharaoh, 70,000 infant boys were killed. Dear viewers, in ancient times, the king of Egypt was called Pharaoh. Similarly, the king of Rome was called Caesar, and the king of Iran was called Kisra, and the king of Yemen was called Tuba. The king of Turkey was called Khaqan, and the king of Habasha, Africa, was called Najashi. Among all pharaohs of Egypt, the Pharaoh at the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was the most ill-mannered. He was stone-hearted and he was the most cruel of all of them. His name was Walid bin Mus'ab, and he belonged to the Coptic tribe. The name of Pharaoh at the time of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was Rayyan bin Walid, who became a believer. There is a time span of more than 400 years between Pharaoh at the time of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah alayhi salam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was thrown into the clay oven when the time of Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah's birth arrived, and a midwife appointed by Pharaoh for the women of Bani Israel came to his mother. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was born, the rays of nur and light were radiating between his eyes. As the midwife saw the rays, she started trembling from head to toe, and she felt great affection for Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. The midwife said to his mother, "I purposefully came here to kill the newborn if it is a baby boy, but now I feel deep affection towards your child. Hide your child from the spies of Pharaoh." Having said this much, she left. When Pharaoh's spies saw the midwife coming from the house of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, they reached the door. Maryam, the sister of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, informed her mother of the spies. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam's mother could not understand the situation in a hurry, and in a situation of nervousness, she wrapped a child in a cloth and put him into a burning clay oven. The Pharaoh's spies entered the house. They searched high and low, but could not find any child. They did not even turn their attention to the clay oven and went away. The mother, she took a sigh of relief, meaning while she heard the sound of soft crying coming from the clay oven, she then took a breath of relief that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was unharmed. Upon seeing, she found that Allah Azza wa Jal had made the fire pleasantly cool and peaceful for the little child, meaning Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam in his infancy. She then took him out of the clay oven and he was safe and sound. Now, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam's mother went to a carpenter to buy a wooden box. He asked her, "What will you do with the wooden box?" She told him the truth and she wanted to place her child in the box and put him into the river to possibly save him from Pharaoh's men. Although the carpenter sold a wooden box to her, he later changed his mind with an evil intention. In order to inform about the newborn, he went to the Pharaoh's merciless executors who were appointed to kill the infant boys of Bani Israel. When he approached them, Allah Azza wa Jal locked his tongue. He used gestures to make them understand, but the king's men, they started beating him, considering him to be a madman, and forced him to flee. By the time he returned home, Allah Azza wa Jal unlocked his tongue. He again went to Pharaoh's men to inform them, but he was dumb all over again. He used gestures, but they thought he's just a madman and he doesn't know what he's doing. And they started beating him. Now, when he returned home, his tongue was unlocked again. The third time when he reached Pharaoh's men to inform them about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and about the box, he was again made dumb and he went blind as well. They started beating him again and he ran away from there. Due to this, he sincerely repented and said, "O Allah, if you just restore my vision and unlock my tongue this time, I will not inform anyone about the newborn infant boy," meaning Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. This time he made a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eyesight restored, Allah azza wa jal accepted his repentance and his faculties of sight and speech were restored. Now, this parable taught us that a bad and evil intention always brings an unfortunate outcome. We also learned that Allah azza wa jal is all powerful to save us from enemies. We come to know that evil intentions cause trouble and then some more troubles. If Allah wants and removes these difficulties, if Allah azza wa jal wants, He can remove all of these blockages if we repent from our evil intentions. We should therefore become good and have good intentions. We should rather speak good of all Muslims instead of going and spying on our Muslim brothers. It means that we must avoid seeing the fault of any Muslim. If known to us, we must not let anybody know about it. If someone tells us, we must not entertain it as well. We should only mention good of every Muslim within the stipulations of Sharia. The intention is such a thing, is such a unique thing, subhanAllah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned, innama al-amalu bin-niyyat, that the deeds are considered by the intentions. If the intention is not righteous, if the intention is evil, then that deed doesn't bear any fruits. And in many, many of our beautiful acts of Sharia, such as the acts of ibadah, worship, niyat has been made as a precondition, and rightfully so. Let's say, for example, if a person has the niyat to go and make salam to a Muslim brother, that is a good intention. And if, let's say, he went to the shop to make salam to him, and for some reason he wasn't there, he will still get the reward of having the righteous intention. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to have good intentions, to have as many good intentions as we can. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he has mentioned in his writing that, for example, a person who's just going from one place to the other, you can have so many good intentions before you even leave your home. And as many good intentions you have, you are getting reward on them. And this reward that we are getting, it is for our sincerity. Yes, sincerity, there is nothing that can compare to sincerity. And sincerity comes from having good intentions. Yes, sincerity is that key ingredient in everything that we do. We can fool and bluff everyone else, but Allah Azza wa Jal knows what's in our hearts. And therefore, we should stop fooling ourselves and others, because Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of every thought, every feeling, every breath, every heartbeat that we take. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us sincerity of the actions. Ameen. Dear brothers, we have a wonderful kalam that we are going to listen to, and thereafter we shall be back. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, 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 rehmat farma mere maula, rehmat farma mere maula, kab guna kanara main karunga ya rab nik kab ae mere allah banunga ya rab kab guna کیا جائے گا میں شاد مروں گا یا رب تیرا کیا جائے گا میں شاد مروں گا یا رب نہیں اللہ ہائے معمولی سی گرمی بھی سہی جاتی نہیں، گرمی یہ حشر میں پھر کیسے سہوں گا یا رب، گرمی یہ حشر میں پھر کیسے سہوں گا یا رب، آج بلتا ہوں معزز جو کھلے حشر میں، اللہ آج بلتا جو کھلے حشر میں، آہ رسوائی کی آفت میں پھنسوں گا یا رب، آہ رسوائی کی آفت میں پھنسوں گا یا رب،
فرما میرے مولا رحم فرما میرے مولا،
گر تو نا ہلاکت ہوگی اللہ، گر تو ناراض ہوا میری ہلاکت ہوگی، ہائے میں نار جہنم میں جلوں گا یا رب، ہائے میں نار جہنم میں جلوں گا یا رب،
فرما میرے مولا،
عفو کر اور صدا کے لیے راضی ہو جا اللہ، عفو کر اور صدا کے لیے راضی ہو جا، گر کرم کر دے تو جنت میں رہوں گا یا رب، گر کرم کر دے تو جنت میں رہوں گا یا رب،
فرما میرے رحم فرما میرے مولا.
کاش ہر سال مدینے کی بہاریں ہر سال مدینے کی بہاریں دیکھوں. سبز گنبد کا بھی دیدار کروں گا یا رب. سبز گنبد کا بھی دیدار کروں گا یا رب.
فرما میرے مولا رحم فرما میرے مولا.
اذن سے حشر کہے کاش حضور اللہ اذن سے تیرے سرے حشر کہے کاش حضور ساتھ عطار کو جنت میں رکھوں گا یا رب. ساتھ عطار کو جنت
فرما میرے مولا رحم فرما میرے مولا.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویوز. سبحان اللہ, وی ور لسننگ ٹو دس امیزنگ کلام. اینڈ ناؤ کمنگ بیک ٹو اور ڈسکشن ٹوڈے, دی پیرابل آف فیروز ڈسٹرکشن ایز اٹ از مینشن ان دا قرآن. سیدنا موسیٰ کلیم اللہ علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام, ہی واز بورن ڈیورنگ دا ٹائم وین نیو بورن بیبی بوائز آف بنی اسرائیل ور بینگ بروٹلی کلڈ آن فیروز آرڈر. ناؤ سم تھنگ امیزنگ ہیپنڈ, اینڈ دس از جسٹ سم تھنگ دیٹ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ہی شوز that, you know, these are the miracles, and miracles of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, even as a child. And subhanallah, the wonderful doing of Allah azza wa jal. If Allah azza wa jal wants to keep someone safe, be it Pharaoh, be it Namrud, be it whoever, nobody can harm them. His mother, she placed him in a wooden box that we have just learnt about, that the mother went to the carpenter for him to make the wooden box, and she explained to him why she needed the wooden box and the entire parable as to how he wanted to, you know, go and tell the spies, tell the soldiers, tell Pharaoh's army and men about the mother's plan to hide the child in the box and put it in the river Nile. And then every time he went there, because of his evil intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would lock his tongue. And at the end, the third time, he even made him blind. And then after that, he sincerely repented of his evil intention. And then he got his speech and his eyesight back. And now, finally, his mother, she got the box, the wooden box from him, and put the wooden box into the River Nile. And what was in the box? It was Ibn Musa alayhi salam as a child. And she did that out of the fear of Pharaoh. According to a narration, she hid him for 4 months, and a canal from the River Nile flowed near Pharaoh's palace. The box, floating down the River Nile, entered the canal. Pharaoh and his wife, Sayyida Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, who had her belief in Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, later on she embraced Islam, they were sitting in the palace and enjoying themselves with a beautiful sight of the canal. When they saw the box floating down the river, they ordered the servants to bring it to them. When the box was opened, a beautiful baby boy was found inside. Both Pharaoh and his wife, Sayyida Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, they had a feeling of love for the infant. Sayyida Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said to Pharaoh, "This child is the comfort of you and my eyes. Do not kill him. Perhaps he may benefit us. Oh, we may take him as our son." And they were unaware. Subhanallah. They adopted the child. Since Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was just an infant, they looked for a wet nurse for him, but Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam would not nurse any woman. On the other hand, the mother of Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah alayhi salam was very much worried about the condition and the whereabouts of her child. At last, she sent Maryam, the sister of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, to Pharaoh's palace to gather some information. When Maryam saw that the little child was not drinking milk, she said to Pharaoh, "I will bring a woman. Perhaps the baby will start nursing." Thus, Maryam, the sister, took the mother of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to Pharaoh's palace. And the moment she started nursing the baby, he began to suckle. Hence, the mother of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was reunited with her separated son. Allah. But look at, subhanallah, the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The names of Sayyidina Musa's mother and father were Yuhans and Imran respectively. And this beautiful faith-refreshing parable taught us that Allah Azza wa Jal does as He wills. Pharaoh had thousands of children killed for fear of a child. Allah Azza wa Jal put the same child in the care of Pharaoh for bringing. We also come to know that if Allah Azza wa Jal wants to protect anyone, He remains unharmed even in the strong tides of the river. As He Azza wa Jal took Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam from the tides of the River Nile and put him in the lap of his mother. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. This is so amazing. And this incident is mentioned in the glorious Quran. Subhanallah. These are the beloved people of Allah Azza wa Jal, bondmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Anbiya alayhi salam, and that too the Ulul Azm, Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the shair says, "Fanus ban ke jiski hifazat hawa kare, wo shama kya buche jise roshan khuda kare." And here, subhanallah, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was saved. Allah azza wa jal protected him. It is narrated that Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah's mother, she left him in the box and she floated the box into the River Nile. Pharaoh had an only daughter who was very dear to him. She was suffering from leukoderma. Pharaoh sought the advice of his best physician and magicians on the disease. And they said, "This disease can only be cured when the saliva of a human who is found in the river is applied on the infected areas. This is only possible in such and such month and the day with intense sunlight." When that day came, Pharaoh held his assembly by the bank of the river along with his wife Sayyida Bibi Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. A canal from the River Nile flowed by the Pharaoh's palace, and suddenly there appeared a box on riding on the waves of the river, and it stopped near a tree. Pharaoh ordered for the box to be brought. His servants rushed towards the box in a boat, and the box was presented to Pharaoh. The servants, they tried to open the box, but they failed. They even tried to break it open, but it was all in vain. Pharaoh's wife, she saw shining light which was not visible to others. When she tried to open the box, it easily opened. She saw a little baby boy in the box, and the light was shining from between his eyes. And Allah Azza wa Jal instilled love for the baby boy in her heart. When Pharaoh's daughter took the baby's saliva and applied it on her infected part of the body, she was immediately cured. She then hugged the child with love. Some people said to Pharaoh, "We are in doubt about this child. It may be the same baby boy who might have been put into the river out of fear of his killing." Pharaoh made up his mind to kill the child after listening to them. But Sayyidah Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she succeeded in persuading Pharaoh, and she adopted the baby. Subhanallah. And it is mentioned in Sharh Sudur that there are causes of bad end, that there are four causes: laziness in offering salah, consuming alcohol, disobedience to parents, and causing harm to Muslims. Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal safeguard us from these aspects that bring about a bad end. Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah alayhi salam was once playing with a stick near Pharaoh, and all of a sudden Musa alayhi salam hit him on the head with the stick. After being hit, Pharaoh thought deeply, and at the end he made up his mind to kill him. Sayyidah Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, "O king, do not become angry and don't make yourself ill-fated, for he is just a child. He is a little child. If you want, you can test him. I will put gold and an amber on a plate before this child. See which one he picks up, because children, they don't know the difference between gold and a burning coal." Pharaoh, he liked the idea. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam stretched out his hand for the gold, an angel took his hand to the coal, which he immediately put into his mouth. When it burned his tongue badly, he spat it out instantly. Hence, Pharaoh changed his mind and refrained from his evil intention of killing Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal commanded his prophet Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah alayhi salatu wasalam to call Pharaoh towards righteousness, but he had a stammer, and as a result of putting a hot coal in his mouth, he used to stammer. Therefore, what he said to Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioned in the glorious Quran. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, "O my Lord, open up my chest for me and make my task easy for me, and loosen the knot of my tongue in order that they may understand my speech, and appoint for me a minister, helper in my task from among my family, that is Harun alayhi salam, my brother. Strengthen my back by him and make him my partner in my task, in order that we may glorify you much and remember you in abundance. Indeed, you are seeing us." He said, "O Musa, you have been granted your request." The dua of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was granted, and Allah Azza wa Jal removed the stammer and made his brother as his viceroy. In order to remove a stammer, one should recite 7 times the verses number 25 to 28 of Surah Taha after each salah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the speech disorder will be removed. And the 4 verses are: رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. An amended article from a Pakistani periodical published in June 2011, where it's mentioned that, "Do you like soft drinks? If you say yes, then wait read the harms caused by such fizzy soft drinks and then make a decision that is favorable for you in this world as well as in the hereafter. Sweetener is the main ingredient in soft drinks. It is extracted from sugar or other chemicals, a white artificial sweetener that is 300 to 500 times sweeter than sugar. The soft drinks sweetened with sugar have a large amount of sugar. There are about 7 teaspoons of sugar in a small 250 ml soft drink bottle. These sugary soft drinks, they lead to harms of decay, and these are not something that is nice for human consumption. These are not something that is suitable for human consumption. However, we were discussing the dream of Pharaoh and these parables. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, having this inability that he used to stammer, and he made dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, and as a result Allah Azza wa Jal removed this from him, and Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to go by Pharaoh and deliver the true message to him, invite him to the righteous path. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to go and speak to him softly. Pharaoh is the enemy of Allah Azza wa Jal. He claimed divinity, Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he is commanded by Allah Azza wa Jal to speak gently to him. Look at the divine wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he went to Pharaoh. And when he went there, he spoke to him. But Pharaoh never took kindly to his advice. And ultimately, Pharaoh wanted to kill Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. He then, in front of Musa alayhi salam, he brought his magicians to perform magic. And it was the time when people in that age were advanced about showing their magic tricks and everything. And that was a criterion of superiority as to how much power you have. So nowadays it's an information age, information technology, the AI and all the other different technologies. People, different nations, they flex their muscles as to how much technology they have. And there were different times, like for example, there was the agricultural revolution where what mattered was how much crops you could grow and you could feed your people by doing that. Then there was industrial revolution where everything was industrialized. Now it is informational revolution. Before that, there were times in the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, medical science was at its rise. So people were very much driven, and this was considered to be a criterion of superiority. And hence Allah Azza wa Jal granted him the ability to cure people, to cure those who are blind, and he would just rub his hand over them, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, he used to cure them. He would cure those who had skin disease. They would get cured. Many those who were sick and were born blind and had different types of diseases, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam used to cure them by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this was his miracle, because medical science was at its peak at that time, and this was the criterion. So Allah Azza wa Jal granted him that type of miracle. Subhanallah. He would raise the dead back to life by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No medical science could ever crack this. Allahu Akbar. So yes, these are the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the miracles of the servants of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, our beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, so Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he was given the ability at that time when the magicians of Pharaoh, they came and they made many serpents that were all started crawling. And then Musa alayhi salam, he threw his staff. This is all mentioned, documented in the glorious Quran. And then Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam's staff turned into a giant python that swallowed all of these serpents. Allahu Akbar. These magicians, before they displayed their magic, they sought permission from Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Although they came and challenged Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, but they had the courtesy and decency and the etiquette, and they showed respect to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jalla loved this fact so much that after they saw the miracle of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, they repented. So they became ta'ib, they repented. Then they embraced Islam, subhanallah. Then when Pharaoh punished them, they had sabr upon it, and then ultimately they were martyred by Pharaoh. In such a short span of time, they attained all these levels, subhanallah, of becoming the companion of a Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having iman upon him, making tawbah and repenting, Allahu Akbar, having sabr, becoming sabir, and then ultimately becoming shaheed. Subhanallah. Just have a look at this, what happened. And Sayyida Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she also had iman upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, subhanallah. Yes. And she then, it was known about her that she became Muslim. Even Pharaoh got to know about it. Allahu Akbar. And then those people who had iman on Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the people of Bani Israel, they were the followers of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Though they also lost track a couple of times, but then they came back to the path. And these people of Bani Israel, they went to Tih, and in that plain, for years, for many, many years, they wandered about. And then once there was no water, so they requested Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. So Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to strike his staff onto a stone, and then that stone broke, and from it emerged 12 springs. Yes. And then each tribe of Bani Israel, they all drank water from there. Subhanallah. Musa alayhi salam made dua to Allah Azza wa Jal to send heavenly platter, man and salwa, heavenly food, and that was sent down to them. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam always looked after his nation, and he was so compassionate about them. And once when Pharaoh and his army, they were chasing Bani Israel and Musa alayhi salam, and they were face to face with River Nile. And then Musa alayhi salam was at River Nile, and they came very close. So they told Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, "We are afraid for our lives." And by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, Musa alayhi salam struck his staff into River Nile, and it created a pathway in the Red Sea. Allahu Akbar. In the Red Sea, it created a pathway, and then he crossed safely to the other side, and Bani Israel along with him. And looking at that path, they also tried, Pharaoh and his army, crossing that path. When they reached the middle, Allah Azza wa Jal caused the water then to again merge, and then they all drowned. Pharaoh, now look at his dream that he had. In the dream that he had, Allahu Akbar, he dreamt that a fire appeared from Baitul Maqdis, which surrounded the whole Egypt and burnt all the Copts to ashes, meaning all the Coptic people. But Israelites, they remained unharmed by the fire. Pharaoh was deeply upset to have such a bizarre dream. And then he started the whole search and destroy mission of every child, every newborn boy that would be born in Bani Israel. And this was his end. While he was drowning in River Nile, he then embraced Islam. And he said, "No, I believe in the Rabb, in the Lord of Musa and Harun, alayhim as-salam." But it was of no use. He was an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam. He was a mass murderer of so many children. Allahu Akbar. Genocide. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to always have deep respect for the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have iman in them. And Allah Azza wa Jal safeguard us from evil traits of the likes of Harun and all these evil people that are mentioned in the Quran, in the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about Abu Jahl that he is the Fir'aun of my ummah. Allah. So yes, these Fir'auns have existed in many, many times, in different, by different names, in different locality, in different countries, in different cities. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all protection and safety of us and the Muslim Ummah from the mischief of these Fir'auns of our time. Ameen. Bijahi al-Nabiyyin. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islamic parables. Islamic parables, timeless and bright, springing the soul to the path of light. Islamic parables.